We welcome you back for Game 3 of this series between the Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. It's time here on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We talked yesterday with Riders development coach Jay Sullinger, played part 1 before Game 2 yesterday. Here's part 2 right now. Shifting gears a little bit, you guys won the first half championship the last time that we were here at home, and it's your first half of the season, obviously, getting to celebrate winning the championship and clinching a spot in the playoffs. From your point of view, how do you think the first half went?
I mean, I think the first half, obviously, it ended the way we wanted it to end. You know, I think, as any coach might say, you know, there's a lot of unfinished business. I think that we did a lot of really good things as a team. I think we got a lot better throughout the process. I think our bats seem to carry us in many ways. But as our pitching has come on, I mean, you see it start to kind of come together. You see our defense kind of starting, you know, down toward the bottom and now up toward the top. And so you just see that development occur in general, and now I think it's kind of like, well, how good can we be? And then anybody that knows, you know, getting into the playoffs is one objective, but it's more than that. And so how do you continue to fine-tune what you need to do to get better? And at the same time, everybody feels the heat, they listen to their bodies, and so it's how do we find how much to push and keep getting together as a team and finding that championship stride.
You said the word development, and you're the development coach for the Rough Riders. Maybe some people, especially if they're new to minor league baseball, wouldn't necessarily know exactly what that entails. So how would you define the role of a development coach?
I mean, I think the development coach, again, takes on exactly what it sounds like, that being, how do I meet each player where they are and help them get better? I mean, obviously, I have certain strengths that maybe I spend more time in the game on. But at the end of the day, every guy in that clubhouse is my responsibility. How do I serve them with everything that I have to help them to their next best place? And so that's what it looks like for me. Every day there's a plan for the group of guys I'm responsible for, but then the greater group of guys, you know, that you want to, man, it was a good first half. In fact, one of the things we're doing right now is we're having meetings with every player, and we're asking them, what else do you need? How did the first half go for you? What was good, what was not good? And so we're trying to say, hey, listen, we're all together, we want to listen, are there things we're missing from your end that we can do better? And so my job is to simply help facilitate, under Chad's leadership, this team being as successful as it can and each player being as absolutely successful as they can within their career.
Either with an individual or something with the team, is there a specific instance of development from game one to the midway point of the season that you're most proud of?
I mean, I think I would say collectively seeing, you know, I mean, you look at baseball and you realize you got the offense, you got the pitching, you got the defense. You know, you've got the side parts of base running and then some other intricacies with, you know, the running game and different things that you're trying to contend and hold. And I think it's just seeing a little bit of all of that improve across the board. You know, throughout my time, you know, 17 years coaching collegiately, you know, you could generally see that unless you were ranked one in one of those categories, you couldn't be horrible in any of them, you know? And even that, you probably couldn't be horrible. You just couldn't be the worst, right? But as we're seeing it ourselves, we've been the best hitting team most of the year, right? But then after that, we've seen the improvements in our defense. We've seen the improvements on our pitching staff. We've seen growth in a lot of different little things that we're challenging guys with. And so, I mean, I think it's a holistic the staff coming together, the conversations that, I mean, because even within a staff, I mean, that's, you got a bunch of different guys that no one gets to quote unquote choose the staff. So we all come together and have to make it work. And that's a credit to our front office, putting us in positions to allowing us to do that. But there's a process in that that's required too. We've got to gel, we've got to communicate. And so I think it's seeing all those things kind of work through challenges and finish in good places. And so we're seeing that so far in the first half. At the same time, I think we all kind of feel like there's unfinished business.
All right, unfinished business for the Rough Riders. You heard it from Jay Sullinger here first. Jay, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
That'll do it for us here on our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups come up next.